Oh my God, Bird and Benny time.
Oh my God, back at it again.
It's so weird. My bio is 28, right? And I'm just like, I can't be 28. That's how old Sam is.
Okay, literally though, the other day I looked at Sam and I was like, how old are you?
Yeah. Well, basically, like, literally when she started like actively recording with us, so I started hearing her bio a lot, she was 28. And so it's like, I can't be 28. Sam's 28.
I literally was like, Sam can't be 30.
What?
Sam's 30.
Like, dude, do you think about this? We started doing these and I used to say, hi, my name is Robin Jeffrey. I'm a 21-year-old.
No.
That's what I said in the first episode. Yeah, I said I was 21.
Oh my God, you were so small.
I know.
I'm
weird. That's kind of weird. I'm finishing Riverdale. I started Riverdale as a 21-year-old. I'm finishing Riverdale as a 28-year-old, dude.
Dude, that's weird.
And I'm still here.
which part is more embarrassing?
I don't know. Hello and welcome to our Riverdale podcast, brought to you by the Aficionados Podcast Network. My name is Robin Jeffrey. I'm a 27-year-old actor and artist, but if you're hearing this after Sunday, March 5th, I'm 28. I like brooding anti-heroes, feminist agendas, and I remember way too many details that no one else cares about. You can follow me personally at Robin E. Jeffrey pretty much everywhere.
And my name is Brittany Ray. I am a 33-year-old artist and writer. I like badass moms and long naps. I'm on Twitter at Britannia, where I can be found attempting to be interesting and talking about my cat.
So thrilled to be here with you, Brittany.
So thrilled to be here with you, Robin. I have not recorded like a one-on-one pod. Mm-hmm. I can't be since the last Riv pod.
Since Riverdale ended, dude.
Oh my God, is it the last
Straight Riv up. Pod?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy, cupcakes.
Well, because if you guys don't know, if this is the only one that you listen to, we usually record with Brittany's wife.
My wifey.
Or it's me. It's just me and Sam. Or it's like me, Brittany, and Sam. It's like hardly ever just me and Brittany.
Yeah.
It's like just this pod.
This is the deeply stupid version.
As said at the end of last season, I did move, and it's weird to think that we were like, oh no, we're gonna do the last season apart because I move. I'm going to move, right? It's been 6 months since I've moved.
No, like, that's weird. It's been 6 months since you moved, and this is the first Riverdale thing that's come out, and it wasn't even like that long a trailer. It was like the babiest trailer.
Yeah, right. Today we have words to say about the final season trailer of Riverdale.
So stupid.
It's the final one! And was it ever crazy weird?
Like, I know, like, at this point, we are so far deep into the Riverdale is camp that it's come back around to be cringe again, and then gone back around again to be camp. But, like, this trailer is on another level. There were people on my timeline, like, on my Twitter timeline, who have never seen an episode of Riverdale going, what is this? Yeah. In a new way. Yeah.
In a different way than usual.
In a different way than when they all had superpowers.
It's weird because, like, yeah, I, like, my big theory, or, like, my main theory is that, like, we're only spending, like, 5 episodes, maybe half the season, maybe, in the 50s,
yeah.
And then we're going back to regular to like, finish out the actual show. If not, I feel, like, extremely shortchanged by, like, all, like, you're telling me that Archie and Betty got engaged in the regular timeline, and we don't even get to, like, see the fallout of that? Like, there's no way they're doing that, and if they are, that's really stupid.
Okay, so yeah, exactly.
That's my thing, is that, like, and usually, like, the first trailer is, like, only the first, like, 5 episodes anyway.
Yeah.
So, my theory is still that we're only doing this 50s thing for, like, a short amount of time.
I completely agree with that.
And it's just sort of, like, just like Rivervale. Rivervale was only 6 episodes, I think, right? Or maybe 5? I can't remember.
Yeah, like, this show is usually structured into however long a certain plot line holds the writer's interest. So, who knows how long this will hold their interest for.
This was really weird, though. It really felt like they were just like, hey, any possible ship, and here.
I was like, how much homophobia can you fit into one trailer?
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad.
So, Brittany, do you want to reiterate one of the main concerns that you brought up at the end of last season when we saw that they were going back into the 50s?
Okay, tragically, I was right, which, like, of course I was right, not to flex in, like, a I'm, like, delusional way, but in a I was right because I expect nothing from Riverdale way.
Yeah.
I said that I hope that since we already exist in a universe where we're time traveling and they're superheroes, that maybe when we go back in time, we won't overly focus focus on the old-timey, horrible social issues, aka, you know, homophobia, because I don't want to watch all of these queer characters who are already treated like hot garbage, then have to go back into the closet because, like...
Like, I just watched them shove Kevin into a closet, you know? Like, they literally, like...
Literally, and, locked the door.
Yeah, they literally, like, opened a trunk and put Cheryl and Tony inside and closed it and locked it, you know?
I think Cheryl and Tony is the one that breaks my heart the most, because being gay for queer men, obviously, you know, being gay in this time was horrible, but for women, it was, like, everything that we do, it's like, you know, Ginger Rogers, it's backwards in high heels, right? So it's, like, 30 times harder. Mm-hmm. So these women are now back in the closet as women who are already being treated like garbage in the 50s.
Yeah.
Which just
cute
sucks so much. But I did not expect more from them, and they did not deliver anything more than I expected.
Yeah, right. So I wrote down some notes. I literally, like, zoomed home from work, wrote down these notes, then went to dinner, then came back, and now I'm here to record this with you. And is it not just the most unhinged notes I've ever written? A lot of my things was like, Jason question mark? Cast to be good, but then I totally forgot that they casted that guy as Julian Blossom, who's a real living human.
I want you to know.
So that's that redheaded guy that...
Oh, right!
Veronica's kissing up on, driving away with.
Oh, right. I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, and then...
I was like, Jason can't exist, duh.
Yeah, and then there's Clay, who is the guy that Kevin is, like, staring at and, like, kissing at some point.
Yeah.
And I was basically, like, looking up, like, people who had been, like, casted. So Julian, and then this Clay guy, he's in the comics, and, like, in one of the...
I was just gonna say, I remember a Clay in the comics.
Well, he's in one of the recent comics, and yeah. He marries Kevin.
Oh, okay, well, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I'm not gonna be overly mad at that.
Yeah, so, jukebox. They press on the jukebox, it's C20. Does that have a reason? I don't know. But it says Riverdale, the final season, they click on it. So people are dancing in the 50s, and Jughead is sadly watching with his typewriter.
Oh my god.
Classic Jughead. He says that it's 1955, and then he's in what I can tell I think is the blue and gold. He tells Archie, Veronica, Tony, Cheryl, Betty, and Kevin that they were sent back in time, and now they have to get back to the future.
Okay, my first note. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend is a time traveler.
Right.
Why is Jughead the only one who's aware that they've traveled in time?
It's always Jughead. Jughead is like, I'm the main character, I'm Jughead.
Like, that was the thing that blew my mind. I'm like, Tabitha's right there and she actually knows how to travel through time and she doesn't know that they've traveled through time?
Yeah.
Sure.
She's just traveling on a bus. That's just what she got, you know?
Apparently.
I think it's funny, like, Archie was always, like, the main character, but they've, like, taken a hard pivot to Jughead's the main character, and I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either, because it allows Archie to do increasingly unhinged things, and I think that's funny.
Yeah. So we see Tabitha getting off a bus to Riverdale at Pops. The bus is from, like, Chicago, if I had to guess, because I think that's where she's from.
It is, and, like, the second thing that I noticed on this is we are gonna have to also go for some good old-fashioned racism, according to the writers, because this...
Oh, right, yeah.
This bus, like, everyone that's getting off, they're all Black.
Yeah.
So we also have to do segregation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you... In the wide world of all the crap you've invented for Riverdale, you were like, well, we still have to keep all of the bigotry.
It's, like, confusing because, like, when you read the comics, like, Chuck and... I can't remember what his girlfriend's name is, but, like, Chuck is just, like, their friend.
Yeah, Chuck's not, like...
You know? Like, I feel like in the comics doesn't deal with that stuff. Like, maybe they do. I haven't read every comic, and I don't remember every comic, so if someone wants to actually me about that, feel free to do so, because I don't know everything. But I feel like every comic that I read that Chuck was he was just, like, vibing.
Oh, 100%.
And, like, dad's the coach at the school, so, like...
And, like, I'm not asking for, like, someone to just be like, there's no bigotry at all. Well, actually, no, maybe I am asking for that. But the reason why I'm saying it is that these writers are not responsible writers in that they don't know how to responsibly tell a story with impactful commentary on social issues. Yeah. So, if you're gonna talk about segregation, they're gonna do it in the clumsiest way possible. Or being in the closet. It's gonna be horrible. It's gonna be offensive. It's gonna be
ridiculous.
I'm sorry, there's just no way you do this better than the League of Our Own show, so.
Okay, sorry. But genuinely, if you are gonna do like a period piece, you should look to League of Our Own as how to do that.
So we see Betty and Kevin holding hands.
Oh, this is so gross. They look like siblings.
At her house on her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And Jughead says, we gotta get back to 67 years in the future. So I did the math and that's 2022. What would have absolutely made me laugh so much is if it had added up to 2023. Like, they're just like, it doesn't matter how the math goes. Like, what the, like, it's always just whatever year the show came out in, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of expected that. But so, okay, so nobody else remembers but Jughead. We see Archie riding his bike. We see Kevin closing his locker. And they're all teens again. And, you know, I'm writing these notes after having watched it once already. And I'm like, great, back to weird sex stuff involving characters who are minors.
It's true. And none of these...
Love it.
None of these people pass for teenagers. And that's not like...
Not in the slightest.
Me trying to be offensive. It's just all of these people are extremely attractive. 20 and 30-something people.
Right. For sure. And it's like...
But, like, that's why it's funny.
Right. And, like, their characters in the regular timeline are, like, full straight-up adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I'm just, like...
It's so stupid it's funny.
And, like, it's fine with Jughead because, for me, like, Jughead's brain, I guess, is, like, 27 or whatever. But, like, all these other people who are, like, reverting back to teens, their brains are teens. Yeah. Too. You know? I just, like, why are we doing this again? It was finally, like, I don't know. Whatever. So, then we see Cheryl in her, like, red car wearing her heart sunglasses, or the heart sunglasses. Sam pointed out that it's like
Miss Grundy's.
I don't know if they were the exact one that Grundy was wearing. I feel like they would be if they were gonna do this, so I think they probably are.
Probably.
So, like, and I remember seeing the warden from season 3 later too, who's back for some reason. And so I was like, maybe there's something, maybe this is the thing.
Wait, the prison warden?
Yeah.
I totally missed that. Yeah. That's weird.
And so, like, I was like, maybe, like, this is an homage to Grundy, who is, like, one of the big bads of season 1. Not
okay.
Clifford, but, like, whatever. And then I was like, maybe there's gonna be something for the Black Hood, but we didn't see Hal. And then season 3, there was the warden. You know, that's kind of what I thought was going on, but I don't think it was.
I guess we'll see.
I was putting way too much thought into a Riverdale trailer.
Yeah, you really, you have to stop doing that.
Here's what's confusing, then, is that we see Betty and Archie dancing in her room and, like, sharing a milkshake and everything, but then Betty's just like, I'm in love with Kevin. And I'm just like, so who's dating who? Because then Archie's also dating Cheryl. And so I'm just like, I'm very confused.
Here's the thing. I think everyone's dating each other.
Yeah.
I think it's like when they literally talk about...
Oh, right. Sure. Because then later Kevin...
An orgy. Yeah. I genuinely think that's like they're all...
With teens? Come on.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that.
Come on, guys.
What's interesting to me is they've paired up all of these people who like look like siblings.
Yeah. Well, that's the weird thing about Cheryl. Like,
it's like Kevin and Betty look like brother and sister, and then Cheryl and Archie look like brother and sister.
Yeah. So then Archie's like, Jughead, everything's chill. Why do you keep making things unchill? Like, why would we go back to a place that's so unchill or whatever? Kevin and Betty are driving out to like some sort of like lover's lookout or something. I can't remember if this exists in canon or not. Like, it sounds like it should, but I can't remember it.
It's probably where Kevin used to cruise.
Yeah, but isn't that a forest? Fox Forest?
Yeah, but like this is probably somewhere near a forest.
Sure. So Jughead's like, things are different here. Betty kisses Kevin in the car and she says she wants Kevin to want her. And I'm like, well, I have bad news.
That's not gonna happen.
Because he doesn't want you because he's gay.
And I'm like, why do you have a crush on him? Of all the people available to you, it's Kevin?
I don't know. And I'm like, but what about all the stuff I just saw with Archie? I'm so confused. So then there's like a dance. I don't know if it's prom. I don't know if it's just like a homecoming. I don't know. It's a dance. And who's performing? Well, it says in big letters, Fangs Fogarty.
Fogarty.
So Fangs Fogarty's performing. Which is so cute because like we didn't see him at all in this trailer and I'm pretty sure Drew is like a main cast member, so I feel like that's kind of weird. They had to put a little something in there for him, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
We see Kevin dancing with Betty, but he's looking at some other dude, and I wrote in my notes, I don't recognize him, but then later I looked him up and he's Clay. Veronica shows up and she's a famous celebrity from Hollywood and Archie's starstruck about it.
Literally, Veronica is serving. This whole look is incredible.
Oh, she looks incredible. I think it's funny that we don't see Archie and Veronica kissing this. Like, later she's like kissing some ginger dude, but I'm pretty sure that's Julian. I don't think that's Archie.
I'm just gonna say thank you for that.
Yeah. And this is also interesting because Veronica was always, like, just an heiress in the comics. Like, she was, like, maybe famous, but mostly just for, like, her dad having money.
Yeah.
So this is new that she's, like, a Hollywood celebrity. Because, I mean, even in the original timeline, she was from New York.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So, I mean, like, Jughead does say, like, things are different now or different here or whatever. And they are, clearly.
Okay, we're just fully in another alternate universe.
Straight up, it's a flash sideways.
It has to be.
And Jughead's trying to, like, wake people up. It's like, hello?
I also hope that he wakes them up because I'm ready to continue the absolute batshit story that they were telling the previous season.
Yeah, right.
You know? I want to know about Cheryl and her weird superpowers. Hi, Dilly.
Yeah. So then we see Veronica being driven past the school in, like, a fancy red convertible. And I was like, by some dude. So that's Julian.
Yeah.
And we just saw Cheryl in that car earlier. So I feel like that's, like, Cheryl and Julian's car, I guess.
Oh, my God. What if Veronica hooks up with Cheryl's brother?
Dude, they're literally making out later.
Okay, see? So I have the gift of sight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, like, we saw in the pilot episode Cheryl and Jason driving in that red car. So that feels very reminiscent of that. Now, why did you say that Jason can't exist in this timeline?
Because he's dead?
Hal is in it.
I mean, I guess they pulled everyone back because they have freaking, what's her face later too? Not Ethel.
Midge?
Midge.
Like, here's the thing is that, like, it looks exactly like Midge in the comics, but I don't think that's her actor.
Are they, oh, are you sure?
I have things on this later, but either way,
okay.
That's an interesting point. I guess, like, I thought that they had just, like, recast Jason because he was going to be a more important thing, but it makes sense that they were just like, that Jason is iconic, obviously, so now we'll bring in Julian so that we can have an actor that, like, knows what he's doing.
You know what I mean? Like, knows what he's doing. Affectionate. 100%.
Affectionate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so.
Well, but also because you can't break the rule of that actor only speaking, like, once.
Right. And only in the 100th episode, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Or did I complain about something else later? I can't remember.
I literally went through No Context Riverdale on Twitter the other day because I was looking for memes. And I just revisited the entirety of the previous season through that entire Twitter account. So I remember all of it now.
Great. But so she's, like, being driven with Julian, and then, like, Archie and maybe Cheryl are watching sadly from the road. Archie probably because he wants to hang out with Veronica. Cheryl probably because that was her ride.
That's my car, yeah. Actually.
So then we see Archie and Cheryl kissing at Thornhill, I assume, on a bridge. So Cheryl's also extremely in the closet.
Okay, so, like, just so everyone remember, Cheryl's a lesbian. Like, just so we're extremely clear, Cheryl's a lesbian, and the Riverdale writers are horrible.
And Betty's like, Archie and Cheryl are getting married? And I'm like, oh my God, who is dating who? I'm so confused. And I'm also like, how old are you? You're teens. Like, what did Archie say? He was like, we're in junior year or something. Like, I can't remember which year he said, but, like, not seniors, I'm pretty sure.
No, they are, like, they are babies.
And he calls her Mrs. Andrews? That's your mom's name!
Yeah.
Not her name?
It's so weird.
Weird.
It's so weird.
Oh my God. Listen, I'm not gonna, like, knock anybody who, like, got married young, but, like, I would rather die than be a 20-year-old who is a Mrs.
Correct.
I would feel so old. Anyway, so Cheryl is sitting on a couch with Betty and maybe Midge, and Kevin and Archie are behind, and Cheryl calls for Archie to come, and so they go, and then they start walking into school holding hands, and they're having milkshakes and pops, and he calls her Mrs. Andrews, and I'm like, I feel gross about all of this.
It's just kind of weird because some of these people are gay.
Super gay. Then we see Betty with her, like, super big hair, and then she, like, sprays hairspray into Archie's face.
I'm sorry, that is genuinely so funny.
Yeah, and then, like, later when she's, like, convulsing and, like, foaming at the mouth, she has that big hair, but she doesn't have that big hair all the time, so I don't know what happened.
Maybe it's a play or something.
It must be. Jughead says, we need to get out of 1955. I think someone's maybe stuck in, like, a locker or something. We see someone silhouetted doing, like, a hair flip, maybe Tony, because later we see her, like, dancing sensually, so I think that might be her. And Archie's like, oh my God, Jughead, we are not from the future. Like, imagine Jughead's like, we're from the future, and literally everybody else is like, bro, what?
Can you imagine your friend telling you that? You'd be like, sure.
Okay.
In other news, do you need, like, psychological help?
Yeah, right, exactly. Then we see some people playing Then we see some people playing basketball. And some kid with glasses is, like, covered in a little bit of blood. I wonder if it could be, like, a nosebleed or something, or maybe it might be something more malicious. I would say that it's a recast Dilton, but he was just in the 100th episode, so I feel like they would just bring that Dilton back if they wanted a Dilton, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, if they're gonna recast Midge, and then I was like, if they're gonna recast Jason, which turns out they didn't, but I feel like it's possible that that could be Dilton.
Maybe so.
I don't know. The words on the screen say, saving the future means surviving the past, which I honestly thought was pretty dope.
It's so stupid. I'm so excited.
I loved it. I thought it was so cool. Betty puts her hand on Kevin's thigh, and she says, Kevin, it's time to start cramming. And I was like, okay, so I figured it out eventually, but I was like, I hope this isn't a euphemism, because this is a really weird line.
I mean, I think it's a little bit of a euphemism.
Yeah, I was like, it's a weird line to put in the trailer, like, okay, you have, like, a test or something that you're, like, that's not even relevant. So then we see Betty reading about sex under a blanket, and I was like, oh, they're gonna do, but they don't know how, so they're studying.
Yeah.
Got it, because they're nerds.
I gotta tell you, I don't want to watch a single second of that.
I really don't either. But they're teens, you know? So, like, it makes sense and is, like, bringing even more the point that they don't know what they're doing and they have to, like, learn this stuff all over again. And I'm just like, Betty's literally just learning about sex from a book, and then later whoever brings up, hey, we should have an orgy, because Kevin's just like, is it an orgy? And I'm like, who is inviting teens to an orgy? Who?
Like, I just don't want to watch these deeply uncomfortable things. Like, I don't want to watch Betty read a book about sex. I just don't.
I just don't. I always say, when this season is over, I will have lost a part of myself. I will have lost a part of my soul. I was just talking with Brittany, and I think actually I'm probably just going to put it at the beginning of this episode, but that when Riverdale started, I was 21, and I'm about to turn 28, and that's how long I had Riverdale for. Like, I mean, it was 7 seasons long. It's been 7 years of my life, but God, do I not want to watch some of the random crap they put gonna be adding, you know what I mean?
None of this is something that I want to watch with my own two eyes.
Yeah, I'm just like, can we just get back to the regular timeline where there's superheroes and stuff? I'm tired. So we see Jughead with his typewriter, I think probably in Pops, and he's talking to Veronica. And Veronica says something about sex, but I cannot figure it out, because there was no captions on the video, and I looked it up on Twitter, I looked it up in the comments of the YouTube video. I have no idea what she said before she said the word sex, but she said something. I don't know.
The captions on the one I'm watching looks like it says full.
Yeah, which one are you watching? Are you watching it on Riverdale or on TV promos?
TV promos.
Okay.
Also, there is Varchi in here, just by the way.
Varchi?
Yeah.
Where?
Right after that shot of Veronica, it's like after the shot of the...
Oh, that's Julian.
That's not Archie?
I'm pretty sure that's Julian.
Why?
Why? Because it looks like the Julian guy. It doesn't look as much like KJ.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, could be KJ.
Why are they all in a forest?
But exactly. I was just like, and I thought it was like a weird, like, dream looking thing where just a bunch of people are kissing. So we see Shoni kiss. So there's some sort of like dream going on here, because Shoni isn't actually kissing, because then we later see Cheryl like deeply thirsting after Tony. And also she's marrying Archie.
Like, maybe this is the weird ritual for how they get back to the future. They have to have an orgy to get back to the future.
Oh my god. It's just like when Veronica was like,
I guarantee it's gonna be something stupid like that.
To save the world, you all have to kiss.
No, literally though.
Everybody kiss me.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. And then I'll give them to Cheryl with a kiss. Yeah, they're literally just like, what unhinged excuse can we make to like try and turn on our viewers or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm like, do you understand that your viewers are teenage girls?
Porn that we're allowed to put on a network.
Hey, network was sold for a whole dollar.
I know. So we see Shoni kiss, we see Kevin and Clay, Archie and Cheryl, but then also Archie and Betty. And then Kevin asks about the orgy thing. And I just noticed that Betty wears this little like button or sticker or something on a lot of her shirts. Like, she's not wearing them all the time, but sometimes she is. I don't know what that sticker means, but I did notice that.
I tried to zoom in on it, but it's just not HD enough.
The thing that I wondered is maybe it's like she's like class president or something, and it's like a little button that says that she's class president, or like, I I don't know. That's just what I made up.
Oh, that would make sense.
We have Jughead and Veronica cheersing milkshakes. And I was wondering if maybe he's trying to, like, recreate things that happened in the original timeline to get them to remember.
Oh.
Like the flash sideways on Lost. Like, later we see Betty, like, convulsing and everything. And that's, like, very, I think that happened in season 3 where, like, all the girls had seizures and stuff.
Oh, right. The weird lockdown that was never explained.
Yeah. And I wonder if, like, Veronica and Jughead kissing is, like, they kissed that one time in a hot tub and so they're recreating that. Like, I don't know, but that's, like, where my brain went.
I hate it. Thank you.
Veronica tries to hold Jughead's hand and he's like, huh? And he looks so confused. And I'm like, then why are we kissing in the next shot? I don't know. But he, like, is into it. Like, he puts his hand on her face and everything. I don't know.
These actors must be laughing their butts off every single time they get a script.
Truly. And they're just like, hey, almost done.
Yeah, which one of us?
We're on the home stretch.
We've all made out with each other at this point.
Yeah. So then we see Tony dancing sensually and Cheryl's watching, just having just the best time. And that's when we see the warden from season 3 and he says, these sorts of things don't happen in Riverdale. And I'm like, bad news, man. Yes, they do. And
beg to differ.
I don't know what he's even talking about. Like, is he still the prison warden? Did they go to prison? Who is this person? Oh, okay.
He might be the new Weatherby.
Oh my god. No, exactly. He's the new Weatherby. He looks just like him, but I'm pretty sure that is the same guy who is the warden in season 3.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Weatherby in the comics, and obviously they can't have a black man be principal in the 1950s.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
Oh my god, you're totally right. He's Weatherby.
Ugh, so stupid.
So stupid, but no, you're 100% right. That's exactly it. Then we see Jughead punching Julian in the face in the school hallway, which, like, I think if these things are going, like, in order, which they might not be, then, like, Veronica driving off with Julian / kissing Julian in the dream thing, and then Jughead kissing Veronica, my brain says that Jughead's punching Julian because, like, it's like a love triangle?
Oh, maybe.
For Veronica? I just think it's funny that Archie was so starstruck about Veronica, and now Jughead's like, oh, yeah, I kissed her.
Yeah, Jughead's like, oh, just JK, by the way, me.
I almost sort of think that, like, the next person to wake up is going to be Veronica. I don't know why, but she, like, seems the type to be, like, the next person to wake up.
I'd watch that.
That would just make sense.
Okay.
Then we see someone behind some curtains. We see, like, a handheld buzzsaw, and someone's out here trying to chop Archie up.
It's not Riverdale if there's not a little bit of murder.
These things just don't happen in Riverdale. But there's, really? Like, these rose petals on the ground and, like, a desk in the back. So, like, it sort of almost feels, like romantic.
Romantic, but then not because someone's trying to kill him.
My theory is that it's Grundy.
Or Ethel, and she's just being unhinged again.
Yeah. Speaking of, we see her, like, covered in blood, and she says, something terrible's happened. And I'm like, no kidding. You're here.
What have you done this time?
I'm not mad at Shannon Purser. I just think every time Ethel shows up, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, because every time Ethel shows up, it gets really weird. Like, weirder than usual.
Yeah. But then I'm also like, if Ethel's here, like, she was one of the only other people who was awake in the Rivervale timeline. So I'm just like, should Ethel not be...
Oh, yeah.
Lucid? I don't know. Like, if Ethel's gonna be here.
Oh, maybe she will, though.
Yeah. So that's when we see Betty seizing. And then the only thing that we have seen of last season at all in this trailer. Unclear why this is here, but we see Cheryl being like Scarlet Witch at the end of last season.
Yeah.
Veronica says, nothing's ever gonna be the same again. I have no idea why that shot is in there. Because it's like, we're not even referencing it.
I feel like they needed to fill space or something.
And they were like, we used up all of, like, the stuff.
No, literally. Because, like, they have nothing else shot. So they were like, oh, we have to fill it with something. Let's put what was in the last season.
Either that or they're like, everything else is too spoilery. Like, I don't know. But either way. Then we see some creepy dude blowing out a candle. No idea who this person is. I saw somebody on Twitter say.
Maybe that's Archie's kidnapper.
Right. Yes, that makes way more sense. The whole, like, rose petal things freaks me out. But yes. I saw somebody on Twitter say that it might be Mrs. Beasley. We haven't had Mrs. Beasley from the comics yet, but it kind of looks like a dude. mood to me.
No, yeah.
And then lastly, in like, honestly, like my favorite part of the trailer, Jughead is finally talking to Tabitha. Not enough Tabitha this trailer at all. But Jughead says,
we have been robbed of Tabitha.
Yeah, I'm just like, Jughead, if you're the only one who's like brain not dead, like brain alive, not brain dead, but brain alive, why are you kissing Veronica when your perfect girlfriend is like still here?
Exactly.
And so he says, awesome. And she's like, huh? Awesome is not a thing that people say. And then he said, I mean swell. Honestly, it was cute.
Maybe he's kissing Veronica as a ruse for something.
Yeah, I honestly think that maybe they're both so conniving, like affectionate, that like it really feels like the only reason they kiss is like for a plan.
An agenda, yeah.
You know, like even when they kissed in the hot tub in season 2? Question mark?
Somewhere in there.
It was even just like, since Betty and Archie kissed, since...
Exactly.
Like, we should kiss also to make them jealous or whatever, you know? So...
Yeah, that actually sounds like something both of them would do.
But that was the trailer. Yeah.
You know what? That sure was the trailer. Whether...
It was the trailer. It occurred.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, man.
Things missing from the trailer.
This show's so stupid.
Any team adults?
Her name is Alice. Okay.
Where is she?
Why are the Alice enthusiasts being robbed?
Like, we lost so many members of Parentdale across the seasons, and I'm like, if you're gonna restart with all of them as teens, I know that there are some parents around here. If everyone's teens, you need parents.
I'm like, I know Molly Ringwald's there.
They're around, they're just not showing them to us.
I know, and I'm like, what are you hiding? Are you hiding the fact that we get Skeet back? I know these things. I know he wants to come back now.
Yeah, he'll do it. He said.
He literally said, like, not even that long ago.
I just feel like it would have been so much easier and, like, better for them to, like, take out that weird shot from the previous season and instead put, like, literally just a random shot of Alice, like, turning around.
Yeah, I just need one shot of Alice.
Yeah, just to, like, show she's gonna be there.
A MILF a day keeps the homophobia away.
It says also that, like, Lachlan is, like, guest starring for this season, you know?
Oh, my God.
So, like, Hal's back.
Oh, no.
So, I know Parentdale's around.
Are they gonna undo Mary being queer? Of course they are.
Well, maybe not, but she'll be in the closet like everybody else.
Aww, this sucks.
Yeah. Boo. Well,
like, I'm here to complain, but I'm also here to have a good time.
Looking forward to talking to you about it in a couple weeks.
Me too, bestie.
Really missed doing this with you, talking about this crazy show. Did want to say that this is our first season where both Brittany and I will have a full-time job as we're recording weekly. And so we do have our friend Blanche, who is going to be doing our, like, step-by-step recap notes for us, because she's an absolute angel.
Yeah.
And then we'll be adding in, like, our notes and our theories and stuff. But we're gonna be thanking Blanche at the beginning of every single episode and the end of...
We need, like, a little...
At the end of every single episode.
We need a Blanche corner where we hear all of Blanche's thoughts about, like, the episode.
I literally told her, if you have thoughts, like, put them in there, because we will read them
literally
out. Blanche is gonna be, like, the unsung hero and, like...
No, sung.
behind the scenes person of this whole season.
Fantastic.
No, sung. Yeah, you're right. We're gonna sing it. Yeah. But we will see you guys for the beginning. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to say, I hope that you guys have made it this far and you haven't exited out or anything, but episodes, due to us being so busy, I literally, like, only have time to do podcast stuff in the evenings. And so usually I would try and put it out, like, 2 days before the next episode. The TV show is going to come out on Wednesdays. Usually in the timeline that I usually do, I would put the podcast out on Mondays. I cannot promise that, and I'm going to promise you guys the episodes on Tuesdays for this final season. I hope that that's okay, and thank you for understanding. If you would like to, you can join our Patreon, and you will get them either on Sunday or Monday, depending on when I'm actually done it. If that is worth it to you, go and check that out. And I also just recently made it so that you can do a month free trial of the early access tier.
Ooh!
I feel like that would be really good for when Riverdale, like, starts officially. And then if you like it, feel free to join in the actual tier.
Exactly.
Would be great. Yeah. But we will see you guys for next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to this pod.
Our music is Terminal by Good News Tunes.
And thanks so much to everyone who cooperated in the same space as us. Thanks to my dog. He went on a barking spree once, but he's been chill ever since.
He needed to get the yips out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thanks to Sam and M.
Absolutely.
They're the best.
They have been hanging out, and I love them for it.
Yeah. If you're a fan of The 100, we like to talk about that show too. We did seasons 4 to 7 as they were airing, and now we're going back to do the good old days. Season 3 is done, and now we're in the middle of season 2, which is my favorite season, so having a great time over there. You should go check it out.
If you're a fan of Stranger Things, we love to talk about Stranger Things, so we have covered... Actually, we're in the middle of starting season 4, which is extremely exciting, so you should come join us, because we've done everything else. Now it's time for season 4.
Yeah. While you're listening to this...
And we're getting a Stranger Things play soon.
I'm trying to get this out as soon as possible, so when you hear this, I hope the first episode of season 4 of Stranger Things will be up on our Patreon for sure, and will be coming out on Wednesday to the public, so go check that out. If you're a fan of Lost, we talk about that show too. We did seasons 1 to 3. They are spoiler free until the spoiler section at the end, and we have guests over there, so most big brain longest podcast. It's my pride and joy, and we are doing season 4 now, and I'm just having the best time. I love season 4.
And Kobe says hi.
Oh, hi, Kobe.
You can follow the Aficionados on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram.
Please. Like I said earlier, our Patreon, patreon.com/theaficionados. If you like what we do here, please consider donating, because it's expensive with our money and it's expensive with our time. So if you want to help out, that would be great. If not, maybe you could check out our small businesses. All of those are in the description. Mine, Brittany, and our friend Casey's small businesses. And other than that, just recommend us to a friend. You know, people need people to talk about season 7 of Riverdale, whether they're watching or whether they're not watching. Everyone wants to know what's happening in the final season of Riverdale. We will watch it, so you do not have to.
Yeah, well, you need to know the stupidity levels.
So recommend it to another friend.
That's literally...
Who wants to know?
That's literally how I'm telling people that we do this podcast. Mm-hmm. We watch Riverdale, so you don't have to.
Literally. You can follow me personally at Robin E. Jeffrey. That's RobynEJFFrey pretty much everywhere.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Britannia, which is BRITTANIA with an underscore at the end.
And the next episode is episode 701. It's called Don't Worry, Darling.
Please tell me you watched it.
Which was a 2022 American psychological thriller film directed by Olivia Wilde. It starred Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. And it follows an idyllic housewife living in a company town who begins to suspect a sinister secret being kept from its residents by the man who runs it.
Please tell me you watched it.
I never saw the film.
Okay.
No. Because I heard that Harry Styles, like, there was like a clip of Harry Styles doing stuff to Florence.
Oh, he's horrible.
You in it. And so I was like, no, not like doing stuff, like doing stuff.
Yeah. No, in every sense of the word.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't want to see that. I don't want Harry Styles ruined for me. No. No thanks.
Yeah. The plot of Don't Worry, Darling is that they're actually in a simulation. So if that's what these first episodes are about, I'm going to lose my mind.
You know what? That's a hint. I feel like maybe.
That's why when they were like, don't worry, darling, I was like, oh, so it's not real? Okay, yeah. Kobe, I know. It's shocking that they've named the episode.
We're almost done, Kobe. It's okay, man.
After such a bad movie, I don't know why they did it either.
Yeah, it really is a movie, in the words of Harry.
It sure is.
All right, see you guys later this month. Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.